Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, last week in Leinster House, a presentation was made to TDs and senators to the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Foreign Affairs. Now, this presentation was really focused on the rise of the persecution of Christians in India. It's probably something that maybe you haven't heard a lot about. In studio to tell us a little bit more about how this particular presentation went and indeed the work and research that has been done into the persecution of Christians in India by the Church in Chains, I have the charity's director, David Turner, with me. Morning, David. How are you?
I'm very well, Wendy.
So tell us a little bit about the presentation you made in the Oireachtas last week. How did it go?
Yes, we were very encouraged indeed to be welcomed into Leinster House. We had got in touch with the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee. So that's made up of TDs and senators with an interest in foreign affairs. That's the kind of committee within Leinster House that would deal with issues like Brexit. They would also call Minister Coveney in to discuss the budget for foreign affairs. They'd deal with Irish aid. So all matters to do with Irish relations overseas. So we contacted them and we said, you know, there's an issue here in India. And the reason we contacted them was because coming across my desk over the last 6 to 9 months has just been every week reports of Christians being attacked somewhere in India. And, you know, brutal pictures of people whose legs have been broken, people with blood streaming from their bodies. And so we decided, let's do a little bit of research on this. So we gathered together the facts and the figures, the places, the names, the actual accounts of what happened. And we put it together in a briefing report and we sent it in to the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee. And they had a look at it and they decided that it was an issue that warranted some further scrutiny. So we were invited in last Thursday to discuss that. So at the meeting, we had an Indian pastor with us who ministers here in Ireland, Pastor Baiju George. And he was obviously able to speak a lot about what he saw were the reasons behind the growth in persecution.
And what are they, David? What's the kind of the fueling force behind this increase?
Yeah, well, I think it goes back maybe to the change of government in 2014 when Prime Minister Modi came to power. He belongs to the BJP party, a strongly Hindu party. And among those who support him would be Hindu extremists, those who believe in an ideology that's summed up in the one word Hindutva. And Hindutva simply means the belief that India is for Hindus only. So that means people who believe that feel they have a license to try and make India for Hindus only and to attack religious minorities, Christians and Muslims in particular, whenever they choose. And unfortunately, the Indian government is doing very little to stop this.
Why is that?
Well, that's the big question. Mm. You know, we titled our report Official India on the Side of the Militants, an analysis of the persecution of Christians with the tacit approval of police and local government, because that's what the evidence clearly suggests. Because, you know, let me just paint a picture of what generally happens. Most of these attacks occur in villages and most of them occur during worship services. So you have, you know, a group of maybe 30, 40, 50, 60 Christians gathered together in a small building. And then some extremists come along. They break up the furniture. They attack the pastor, you know, physically attack, beat him up. Then drag, very often pastors are dragged to the police station and the extremists say to the police, this man was trying to convert other people to Christianity. And sometimes the Christian will actually be the one who is charged rather than the attacker who has, you know, assaulted the Christian and engaged in, you know, reckless vandalism of the church premises. So it's really, if action is taken at that stage, proper action, if police will stand up for the victims, if people will arrest people who are perpetrating violence, then there's the chance that this will stop. But it's not being stopped at local level. And then, as you would know, India is a vast country. So state governors often have, you know, are governing populations which are far greater than we have here in our own country. So state governors have a lot of power, and they're doing little or nothing.
And from what you've seen, David, and as you say, just a lot of the stories that are coming into you, it's focused in particular areas, is it? I remember visiting a part of India called Kerala, being actually really encouraged by, you'd get into a tuk-tuk and they some of them would be tuk-tuks with, you know, Hindu symbols on it. Other ones would have Christian names attached to it. And I remember being really encouraged seeing there'd be, you know, a church and then a Hindu place of worship, and everything seemed to work together side by side. But that's obviously, you know, in particular parts of the country. Is that the problem, that it's particular areas where this is just to kind of allow to happen?
Yes, I think, I don't know whether you were travelling mainly in cities or whether you were outside the cities, but certainly in cities, the picture really seems to be similar to what you experienced when you visited. But when you go out of the cities, and maybe sometimes as well when you go outside mainstream churches, a lot of the persecution is coming upon smaller groups, independent churches, Pentecostal churches. Some mainstream churches are facing persecution, but a lot of it is directed in local village areas, kind of far away from the great scrutiny of living in a city.
In terms of just what you were recommending when you presented to the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee and what you're recommending in this report, tell us about that.
Okay, yes, we're realising, you know, you can put together a whole pile of information, and it's important to do that so that you can demonstrate that this is an actual real problem that needs addressing. But the recommendations in the report, we issued recommendations to three groups. The first was to the Indian government, and, you know, we felt that if Prime Minister Modi made it very clear that such religiously motivated violence should have no place in India, that that would go a long way. Now, say he's in power since 2014. He has made one speech on the subject, which has had little or no effect. So, you know, I think he needs to step up and make it clear that that shouldn't be happening in India. That state governors, again, people with great power and responsibility, that they should make clear, you know, to their local government officials, to police, that action needs to be taken to preserve religious freedom. And, you know, again and again, whenever I'm dealing with any foreign government, I always stress, I'm not looking for special treatment for Christians. I'm just looking for fair treatment for everybody, including Christians. That's what religious freedom means. Closer to home, we'd be calling on our Minister for Foreign Affairs to recognise this as a problem, and to publicly express that. You know, our government, from time to time, when issues arise overseas, they issue a statement. They condemn, you know, violence in many different countries. And, you know, I think it would be a step up if our government would do that, if they'd raise the matter with the Indian ambassador to Ireland, if they'd make it a priority when the EU holds meetings with India. There's a human rights strand to those meetings, and it'd be good if our government said, right, this is a big human rights issue. Let's discuss this. And then for the committee themselves that we were meeting with, we were asking them, would they invite the Indian ambassador to come in and address the committee and, you know, address the issues that are contained in our report? And I'm very encouraged that after the committee meeting, when we made our presentation, when the TDs and senators made their comments and their questions, the committee has agreed to invite the Indian ambassador in to answer for what's in the report.
So that is real progress. Well done on that. You have an upcoming event called Explore happening, David. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, this is happening quite soon, Saturday the 14th of April. And, you know, the idea is in the title. It's to give people an opportunity to explore what's happening around the world, with a particular focus on Iraq. So it's a Saturday afternoon event. It's being held in Crinkin Church, not too far from studios here in Shankill, on the Bray Road at Shankill. And it's going to run from 2 to 5. And we're having a special guest travelling to be with us. He's one of our partners, Malcolm McLeod, from a organisation called Steadfast Global, and he's made several visits to Iraq over the past few years. So he's going to be talking at 2:15, 3:15 and 4:15. And the idea of his presentations is he's going to look in the first one at the past in Iraq, what has caused the problem for Christians, the present, the Christian refugee situation, mainly in the Kurdish area, and then the future, the possibility of whether Christians will be able to return to their homes. We know that some Christians have returned to their homes in Iraq, but that may not be the solution for everybody. So it's not going to be a three-hour conference where you sit down. It's going to be short presentations, opportunity for people to answer any questions they have. And also prayer will be quite a focus. So we're going to have an opportunity for people to gather together in prayer groups. If gathering together and praying out loud with other people is not the way you like to pray, we're going to have a prayer room, which will be a place where people can go for silent prayer. And because it's an Irish event, there's going to be tea and coffee available the whole time. So you can just, you know, refresh.
Chat to people and meet people.
Indeed. And it's free of charge.
Great stuff. It sounds like it's going to be a really, really interesting event. If you just join me, I've been chatting to David Turner, the director of Irish charity Church in Chains. And if you want to keep up to date with their work and indeed find out more about some of the things that we touched on, you can go onto their website, which is churchinchains.ie. David, thanks for joining us on the programme.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.